Welcome once again to this week's Police Blotter. The following are some of the arrest reports filed last week with the Butte Silverboro Police Department. On Monday, December 4th, at 10 minutes past bar closing time, a traffic stop was made on the 600 block of South Idaho and the driver was cited for DUI, drugs, or alcohol. On Tuesday, December 5th, just before 7 in the morning, a report of theft was called in from the 500 block of South Montana and a suspect was charged with shoplifting. At 3:33 p.m. on the 600 block of South Idaho, subsequent to a patrolman assisting another agency, a perpetrator was alleged to be in possession of dangerous drugs and was charged with said crime. At the ripe hour of 4:20 following a routine traffic stop at Dakota and Gold, an arrest was made for criminal contempt. Shortly after 8 p.m., a citizen called in reporting a disturbance on the 800 block of South Colorado. After police arrived, it appears the disturber was detained and charged with PFMA, minor injury, physical contact. 2 hours later, suspicious activity was the complaint coming from the 1900 block of Harrison Avenue, and a suspect was arrested for aggravated DUI. On Wednesday, December 6th, at 2:32 in the a.m., a similar complaint was made from the 600 block of South Idaho, but this time the suspicious actor was detained for burglary, residence. At 6:36 a.m., a vehicle reportedly struck a pedestrian in the 2900 block of Amherst. Upon arrival, medical personnel were treating a 76-year-old man who was later flown to St. Pat's in Missoula, where he died from his injuries. A criminal investigation is pending. Please, drivers, be aware at all times. There are people on the streets of Butte at all hours, and they are often difficult to see in the dark. At 4:40 p.m., following an assault report, a suspect was arrested for PFMA on the 600 block of West Galena. 9 minutes passed before unlawful possession of a firearm was the charge on Wyoming and 2nd. At 7:37, a sexual assault was reported at a redacted location. On Thursday morning, December 7th, at 1:50 a.m., following a complaint of suspicious activity on North Henry, a subject was detained. The allegation? Possession of dangerous drugs. Fewer than 30 minutes later, a resident of the 7100 block of Maryland phoned in and reported a prowler. Upon arrival, the assisting patrolman spotted a suspect and charged him or her with criminal mischief. In the early daylight hours of 8:39, suspicious activity was reported at Porphyry in Montana, and a subject was detained for possession of a drug paraphernalia. At 12:41, once again, a sexual assault was reported, and once again, the location was redacted. At 13:13 on the 500 block of West Park, a suspect was arrested for, quote, theft, all others. At 8:48 on the 2700 block of El Dorado, a driver was taken away and charged with DUI, drugs, or alcohol. Downtown on Harrison at 11:13 p.m. following a reported disturbance, a suspect was arrested for criminal mischief. The next day was Friday, December 8th. At 9:33 in the morning on the 1600 block of Silverbow Homes, a medical emergency was called in. Subsequent to responding to that call, a suspect was arrested. Once again, the allegation? Possession of dangerous drugs. At approximately 3 p.m., a theft was reported in the vicinity of Stokes Market, followed by an arrest for shoplifting. At 7:18 in the evening on Continental Drive, an unwanted person was detained for possession of drug paraphernalia. On Saturday, December 9th, at 8:45 a.m., following a routine traffic stop on Schley and Oregon, a perpetrator was reportedly arrested for failure to wear seatbelt. All was quiet that day arrest-wise until 6:30 p.m. when another shoplifter was caught, this time on the 3900 block of Harrison. At 8:50, a hit-and-run was reported on Galena and Main. A suspect was charged with, quote, DUI under 21, blood alcohol content 0.02 or greater. On Sunday, December 10th, at 1:22 in the a.m., suspicious activity was reported in the vicinity of the BSB Detention Center, followed by arrests for failure to disperse. Criminal contempt was the allegation at 3:10 p.m. on the 700 block of South Arizona. 7:16 at the Burt Mooney Airport, a suspect was charged with obstructing a peace officer. This past week saw many ATLs reported and a notable increase in DUI arrests. We definitely encourage everyone to celebrate the holiday season in any way you wish. However, if this includes substances that impair your ability to operate a motor vehicle, please, for the safety of the whole community, do not drive. Elect a sober chauffeur. Call your son, daughter, neighbor, friend, aunt, uncle, or grandma. If these options are unavailable to you, there are several taxi services in Butte that operate 24 hours a day who will gladly transport you safely to your destination. For the KBMF News Team, this is Joe Stark reporting.